Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 7, Sexual Harassment. Sexual harassment is a serious issue in the workplace. Understand what constitutes sexual harassment, how to educate employees to avoid committing sexual harassment, and how to report such harassment if it occurs, and what the role of HR in addressing sexual harassment is, are all key to building an equitable, effective organization. What is it? Sexual harassment is defined by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission as unwelcome sexual advances, request for sexual favors, and other verbal or physical harassment of a sexual nature. Sexual harassment also includes the display of sexual or vulgar images in the workplace, insults based on the gender of the victim, and sexual or obscene jokes. More egregious acts of violence, such as unwanted touching or forced sexual contact, also fall under the umbrella of sexual harassment. Sexual harassment can be committed by a person of any gender against a person of any gender. Training. Employees should receive training on sexual harassment both at onboarding and at regular intervals. Training should include discussing what sexual harassment is, why it is harmful, the process for reporting sexual harassment, and the disciplinary process and consequences if an employee is found to have committed sexual harassment. Training should address the organization's specific policies around sexual harassment, as well as federal regulations. Your organization can choose to offer in-person trainings or online training modules. Training should include all employees and should represent diverse scenarios in terms of types of potentially harassing behaviors and gender of the individuals presented. Policies. Employers should create a sexual harassment policy outlining what constitutes sexual harassment, the process for reporting sexual harassment,
created with free version for non-commercial use,
ramifications if an employee is found to have committed sexual harassment. It is important to include a statement recognizing that sexual harassment can be committed by a person of any gender towards a person of any gender, and that sexual harassment can occur between members of the same gender. This policy should also clearly state that retaliation against an employee who reports sexual harassment is forbidden and subject to disciplinary action, and that the identity of those reporting sexual harassment. The policy should include mechanisms for reporting harassment via internal processes and external processes for those who might not prefer to report internally. It is also best practice to include statements acknowledging the harm done by sexual harassment and the organization's commitment to preventing such harm and creating a safe and equitable workplace. Some employers also create a policy regarding consensual relationships in the workplace at the same time they create their sexual harassment policy so that there can be clear distinctions made. HR's role. It is the responsibility of human resources to address sexual harassment in the workplace. This includes communicating policies, conducting training, establishing and communicating a reporting process, establishing and communicating a resolution process, and establishing and communicating a disciplinary process. Human resources will also be responsible for maintaining documentation of any incidents and to carry out disciplinary actions. In the case of violent or more serious incidents, involvement of outside law enforcement is necessary. It is also HR's responsibility to conduct investigations into allegations of sexual harassment in the workplace and to keep information surrounding those investigations confidential. Should the incident result in litigation against your organization, it is HR's responsibility to protect the organization.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Case study. Helen hears the three men in her neighbor's cubicle laughing and goes to investigate. As she passes the cubicle door, an explicit video of two people engaged in sexual acts is clearly visible. Her colleagues are commenting on the woman in the video's body and making jokes about what is happening in the video. One of the men looks up and makes eye contact with Helen, but does not say anything to her. Helen is very uncomfortable with the video and goes back to her cubicle, puts in her headphones, and attempts to work. At lunch, Helen tells Russell, her colleague, about the incident. "I was so uncomfortable, but it was in Liam's cubicle on his computer. No one forced me to look. But I still feel really gross. I don't know what to do. It's not like I was hurt, but I don't know if I can ever look at those guys the same again. Russell reminds Helen that even if the video was not being shown directly to her, showing such material in the office where anyone can see it when they walk
created
by
with free version for non-commercial use. Harassment.
It made you uncomfortable, and they had to know that you could hear what they were saying, and that the video was easily viewable. You should consider going to HR. Do you remember when we went through training? If not, I can get you a copy of the reporting process. Helen thought about it and went to HR to report the incident. The HR representative assured her that the complaint would be confidential and that the incident would be thoroughly investigated. Helen felt better knowing that the incident would be addressed appropriately.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.